Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to enhance the human element and increase the results they achieve. This podcast is about bringing you conversations with expert guests who have achieved their greatest results built on a strong foundation of purpose, values, and elevating people. If you're a business leader, entrepreneur, or even just getting started in business, join us as we build the skills you need to achieve your goals. Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, your host, and today I kick off a segment called P.S. The Rest of the Story. So when I show up on these shows with my guests, when I show up on social media and present an article, a post, or a video, you know, I'm hoping that I'm connecting with my listeners and followers to provide insights and inspiration that you can think about in how you move through life, through your business and career. But there's always another story. There's always two sides to what I share with you. And in this particular segment, I want to share with you some content that is going to be published soon, but I really think there's an opportunity for you to consume it, think about it, and maybe inspire how you interact with leaders in your organization. So there is a body of knowledge for the American Society for Quality, for which I write on a quarterly basis for the Human Development and Leadership Division. And this content is meant to inspire, to introduce new ways of thinking so that we can have a higher impact when we practice our craft and work with teams. But there's something about the traditional way that we train our professionals moving up through organizations that really resonates with me. These individuals that we give them the different skills for problem solving, project management, how to communicate, Toastmasters, the like, we expect these people to start performing at higher and higher levels. And I truly believe they do, but that only takes them so far. And I think that we really need to provide them ongoing teaching, mentoring, coaching, because you can teach people skills, but to navigate business is extremely complex. And it changes from culture to culture, organization to organization. And so what I wanted to do was share with you some excerpts from a piece that I wrote that I really think will have you think a little bit differently about leadership. And it goes like this. You know, I want you to think about there are three styles of leadership that we really don't talk enough about. And because we don't talk enough about it, we absolutely do not recognize them. And a few quick stories that I want to share with you, and some of it is quite personal. So going back to my childhood, I was very challenged. I was extremely bright, extremely talkative, and I would always ask the question, why? 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 And why again? And while I was very curious about things and how things were, I was always told by the teachers, these leaders, that I was disruptive and moved my behaviors towards more conventional models. So talk about talk, extremely frustrating for a young and curious mind. But we'll pause there before going into leaders. So also think about the people from your past who are students in high school or college, and maybe they cut class to socialize, meet up someplace, maybe do something they shouldn't be doing. And we label these individuals as anti-establishment. Or I'll go one step further again before getting to really the root of what I wanted to talk to you about was when you see a highly successful person who leaves an organization with a six-figure job to pursue other interests, you question their success and maybe they're less than what you perceived of them. But in all three of these instances and brief stories that I've shared with you, society has labeled the behavior as not popular and possibly shun these people because they march to their own beat or they actually see things differently. But I propose to you that these are the makings of great leaders. So why are we not trained to actually see these leaders? And so I'll pause there just for you to think about it. Think about a time when you've observed people from your past, maybe even now, that just do things differently. and all the training in the world, change management, how to lead high performance teams just don't set you up for success on how to manage these leaders. But I might propose to you that we don't manage these leaders, but we need to recognize them when we see them. And I'll give you a couple tips on how I might propose that you deal with those. So in my case, I was as I told you, a highly talkative child. And this tested the teachers because I absolutely didn't conform and sit in my place and do like the other students and be quiet. So they tried to challenge me by giving me more challenging work, putting me in a higher grade to learn these skills and keep me busy in the hopes that that would keep me quiet. And while, yes, I benefited intellectually by being stimulated and gaining more knowledge, that really didn't change how I talked so much. Again, they continued to say that this was extremely disruptive behavior and my teachers would ask my parents to keep me quiet. So again, devastating, absolutely devastating when you see children or young people who just have a lot to say and society doesn't know how to deal with them. And so this is a component, and I'll pause, of thought leadership. And you see a lot written on thought leadership about being a thought leader and expressing their thoughts in various places, in a book, on a speaking tour, etc. But when you see this kind of talkative and disruptive big idea behavior, what should you do? Please don't label them as being disruptive. But as a leader, as a team member, as an entrepreneur, et cetera, when you see people with this type of skill, you need to develop the skills to capture that person's energy and channel it into productivity. And the sooner that we can recognize and acknowledge the value, and I will say the value of what they bring because they are constantly putting out ideas and talking and being extroverted and communicate the ideas until they're understood, is really on you to understand this and own this. And I'll go back to what I said before. The best that society and these different organizations can do is to teach us is to simply manage the person and the behavior as being seen as a challenge. But instead, I would propose to you to find your way to understand these people, these thought leadership, and embrace the gifts that they can bring to the team. This leader can infuse new thoughts, challenge the status quo, or even move the team to a completely new direction. So think about it. Do you have thought leaders in your workplace? Do you recognize them? And what the heck do you do with them? So let me move on a little bit to a very different type of leader. And it's kind of the anti-leader as society might see them. But I might imply, and maybe this is already an expression, I call it stealth leadership. And when you think about stealth leadership, it's something that kind of is invisible. It's under the radar. It's not recognized until maybe it's too late. So if you're a Star Wars fan and you think about people going into stealth mode, you don't see it until all of a sudden it hits you in the face and then it's time to go to battle or what do you do with it? And so this particular type of leadership is a style that you need to recognize. And so when referring back to students that maybe cut class, they're following the mainstream to attend school and hopefully get good grades and gain the knowledge that society deems that they need to have in order to survive. But when we see these people go rogue and skip classes to socialize or maybe do something they shouldn't be doing, they're exercising their special skills, very critical skills that they're going to need later in life. These leaders know the value of networking and connecting with people and doing things a little differently. And out of these connections of, again, going rogue, they become lifelong friends with the people that they network with and build a circle of trust. So think about it. Stealth leadership, people going off and doing their own things. You need to recognize that. And so going back to, you know, the school situation, they may be completing their education, but they're absolutely paving a path that will lead groups in entirely different directions. They will disrupt, even though they look like they're conforming, they're already doing their own thing. And these people, you see them in society, they are your entrepreneurs who may work beside you, but in actuality, they're creating an entirely new way of working and may ultimately break away and do their own thing. So as a leader of a team, you need to recognize these people Don't label them as being rogue and against the status quo, but they may be actually leading you in a direction for which there is a new status quo. And before I go off this point, there is another, I would say, maybe perceived as dangerous stealth leadership and a lesser known, less visible characteristic that you absolutely have to be aware of. And that is stealth leadership in the form of silence. The silent people in the room, per se, or on your team are much harder to manage because those are the ones that are covertly doing their own thing. And on the surface, they look like they're following the status quo. They're doing what is needed to be done. They never cause any problems. You can depend on them to always do the work, and often very quiet. But because they're not noisy, you let them be, and they're operating under the radar. But why do I call this leadership? Because when I think about leadership, leaders can move people in a direction by their influence, whether they're loud or silent. And in stealth leadership of the silent form, these leaders work quietly and do things their own way that you may not see. And other people see this silent leader, this stealth leadership, and seeing that they are allowed to continue to work in their own way under the radar, other people will see this and follow suit. And so isn't that the definition of influential leadership? People acting, behaving, and doing in a certain way such that other people will follow. And so my message to you, and again, pause and think about stealth leadership. Do you see this in your organization? It's hard to see, but you have to find the right lens to see it. When you see the stealth leader, you need to develop some skills to regularly talk and engage with these people, learn and appreciate what they're doing and their thoughts on how and why they're doing what they're doing. You may find a wealth of insight you didn't realize due to their silence, and you can bring them forward so that they have an overt voice versus covert. So, stealth leadership. When you see this, it's important that when they skip class or they're doing their own thing, that you see what they're talking about or what they're doing. It may be that they're discussing something completely innovative and may actually be the team to follow versus trying to manage them. These leaders think differently. We need to develop skills to also harness stealth leadership energy and bring them either back onto the team or maybe stay over, skip class with them, and join them for lunch and see what's actually happening and what's going on. So let's move in one more direction. And I know there is so much content around finding your purpose, finding your why, but let's talk about purposeful leadership. Purposeful leadership, yeah, you can see them. They're out there. They're talking. They got crazy big ideas, and you can love them or leave them. So when you see somebody who is of the purposeful leadership, this is one that sometimes confuses us because we see them moving forward with great purpose. But what does purpose mean, and how do we manage this style? Well, you simply don't. This leadership style is so driven by inner reflection. These leaders rise above within organizations and either inspire others to do great work or they simply leave and do their own thing. So, what do you do with purposeful leadership? When you see these people on your team questioning what you're doing, or, you know, they may even be disengaging, and disengaging can absolutely be deadly. It's very important to understand their source of their behavior. They can be daydreamers thinking of something bigger than themselves or the work at hand. Sometimes you see this as lazy or not hitting their deadlines, but they're always thinking and engaging and participating and disengaging. You might want to question these people as having so much potential, but wonder why they're not performing. And so these purposeful leaders, you have to find the skills to understand them. And I'm not saying manage them, but understand them. You need to spend time to understand the questions they're trying to answer and their greater purpose and who and what they are to begin with. And to manage these people, as I said, it's quite difficult, but it may be simply that they need some mentoring to bring out what they're feeling or how they might contribute to the team or the business in general. Often these people will leave an organization to find different purposeful work or we may simply dismiss them. But how many times do we find they start their own business and surpass all expectations? So think about it. Is there somebody on your team that just looks like they have amazing potential? You try to manage them, but they're frustrated, and eventually they move on. What I propose to you is when you see these purposeful leaders, there is a little we can do to manage them. But instead, talk to them. Help them to see what it is they want to bring to humanity and find their true calling. Again, sometimes we as leaders, and if we're their bosses, just don't know how to have those conversations. So I'd like to challenge you and think about what kinds of conversations can you bring out on behalf of the individual, not necessarily on behalf of the organization. So, not going to give you the answers. It's really up to you to find your way on how to manage this. But, you know, another question I'd like to ask you, and again, I said I don't have all the answers here, is given that we see these different leadership qualities, why are we not teaching this to our quality and continuous improvement, operations, finance, customer service experts? And, you know, we're not even teaching people to recognize these, and more importantly, how to leverage them in case we do have them. And what skills do we need to support these different leaders, the purposeful, the stealth, the thought leader? How do we recognize them, leverage them, and what skills do we need to develop to support, inspire, and help them to achieve their goals, which ultimately helps you to achieve the business goals? So I know there's an awful lot in there, but you know, when I'm asked to write content, I do it for not necessarily giving you knowledge, but helping you to think. And I think as consultants, as entrepreneurs, our jobs are not necessarily to give people the answers. A lot of people think about consultants in that way, but it's more about asking people, helping them to find answers to their problem, and maybe giving an external perspective. And so for me, P.S., the rest of the story, this content is meant to inspire you. And I'll segue in a little bit more into, you know, the podcast. This is going to be about my 11th recording. There's been 10 episodes behind me. And I think it's just a good opportunity for me to check in with the followers and talk a little bit about the journey and what you can expect going forward. Just a couple more moments here. When I first started trying anything new, you're scared as heck to push the button and record, hoping that it comes across absolutely perfect. Your guest feels welcome, feels like they've contributed, and your listeners have a great conversation to go and listen to while they're exercising or in the car or what have you. But at the end of the day, I had a crutch. I had lists of questions to ask the guests. And yes, that absolutely helps you. But I will say that going rogue, going off script is an amazing way to take the conversation a totally new direction and elevate your game. And I will actually say some of my guests have been quite surprised about the research I've done, the questions that I've asked that actually catch them off guard. And the energy in the conversation just continues to go up and up. So that's a course correction we're making in this series. And again, to you, if you're doing something new, it's always important to reflect if it's working. If it's working, can you make it any better? If it's not working, what can you do differently? Always reflect and evaluate what you're doing so that you can be your best. I think going forward too is that this will not be cookie cutter. Yes, I am looking for inspirational leaders who have insights that can help you in your business career. And again, it's a lot of cookie cutter. There's so many of us out there, but I hope you find that this is going to be different. I'm not looking for the person who is the world-renowned author, though I will be exceptionally excited when they do actually come on the show, and some have potentially agreed to that. But it's the average person that I come across that, oh my God, I've never heard it said that way. It gets me to think about my leadership style, and I absolutely have to bring them to you. So these guests are going to be from all walks of life, certainly leaders in the human space, leading organizations resonate with me. But if I find somebody that, I don't know, they ride horses or train horses for a profession, but they have a unique way of connecting with the people that ride those horses, connect with the animal themselves to reach optimal performance, and they have some thoughts and insights that can inspire you, gosh darn it, they're going to be on this show. So I hope that was helpful to you. I truly appreciate you listening. If you want to catch more, please listen to more episodes of the Drop-In CEO podcast. There are nuggets of wisdom in there that you'll absolutely love. You also have my website, dropinceo.com. I'm very active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for more insights and inspiration for myself. So that's it for now. Deb, P.S., the rest of the story. Hope that was good for you. And I look forward to providing you more insights, inspiration from industry leaders. Be well, everybody. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. For more information about our consulting or coaching services, please visit my website at dropinceo.com or visit our Drop-In CEO Facebook group to continue the conversation. Now go out, lead, inspire, and achieve your goals.